upon the Suwannee River, far, far away.
So far.
There's where my heart is turning ever. There's where the old folks stand.
One more
can't
time.
Place that voice.
All up and down the old creek.
That's you.
That's me?
Yes, that is you.
From when?
From 19...
from our days at another radio station.
That's right. It's from 1972. It's what you were doing when you went back into the newsroom privately. You were recording a whole lot of those. I happen to know that. Hey, you know what?
What?
Tomorrow's a very special day.
Well, it's the 4th of July.
Well, right.
Of course, and, it's a special day.
And there are lots of parades. And one parade in particular, we both know someone who's going to be the MC, I believe.
Ah, yes. Our WGN's own Roger Badish.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's the Skokie parade.
Yep. He's all excited about that.
Go through downtown Skokie, I imagine.
Something I yes. would assume.
That... If you live in Skokie, you'll find it. Just follow the sounds of Roger Badish. Ed Curran, I believe, is going to be out there as well. From our friend from Channel 2. He used mm-hmm. to be right here.
Mm-hmm.
Go to WGN Plus, and you can find. So it's the easiest way, I think, to do it is WGNradio.com, you know, our
yeah,
website.
Yeah, and then go through there. Sure.
Yeah, there's a tab on top. There's lots of tabs, three or four of them. But one says WGN Plus. Click on that. Click on Features. And you can find a conversation that I had with former Governor Pat Quinn. And Quinn had, up till now, he's been kind of quiet to criticize the current governor, Bruce Rauner. He was not hesitant at all and clearly pointed a finger in this conversation I had. And he has some petitions that he wants you to sign, kind of old school, and says that the people should be in charge. And no matter how you feel politically, I can't imagine anyone would disagree with that. One of those petitions, term limits for the mayor of the city of Chicago, so it could no longer be, in his words, a monarchy. And secondly, a consumer advocate who's independent of the mayor's office for the city as well. So you can check it out either on my blog, stevedale.tv, go to wgnplus.com, lots of choices here, or wgnradio.com. Mr. Schwani, we will see you after 7 o'clock.
Happy 4th of July.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, that's right. Our phone number, 312-981-7200. I am here to help you. I'm just standing around today waiting for your phone calls and text. And I already have a text. Guess what? It's about the 4th of July. I'll get to that. But our phone number, text, same number, 312-981-7200. Yeah, that's right. I do the podcast, of course, about pets on WGN. Who else would do that? But I also do, it's called Steve Dale's Other World. Stephanie Menendez, who's the assistant program director here, said, you know what, Steve? I mean, you began in radio just talking on the radio. It wasn't necessarily doing pet stuff. What do you think of the idea of doing a podcast that is about anything you want, pretty much? And I love it. So go to WGN Plus or WGNradio.com. Our most current, there's lots to choose from. Our most current is with the former governor of the state of Illinois, as I spoke about. So July 4th is right around the corner. What do you do about the fireworks? And in fact, the text right here is that very question. And again, 312-981-7200 to text or to call me. Either way, same phone number. Now, what do you do? I mean, it's right here. So depending on the fear level of your dog, for dogs that are mildly anxious, there are lots and lots of products out there that can help, which I'll get to in a second. But first, what you want to do is try to take your dog into a room away from the sounds of the fireworks. So for many, that can be a basement. For many, it can be a room of your choice if you live all on one level. Just close the door, pump up some classical music, or maybe the talk show of your choice, And that can distract, that sort of, especially classical music also, because it helps to calm dogs down. There have been studies that have actually shown this. Classical music has been used in animal shelters. Through a dog's ear, you can purchase, I think, online and play that. That is specifically made for dogs. And locally, right here in Chicago, Julie Dorsey Oskurka and her group have created what's called a sound beginning. Same idea. It's you just play the CD, and it's been shown to actually relax dogs, maybe people too, just a little bit. But moreover, close the blinds or close the shades so they can't see any reflections of fireworks, and try to distract. As I've said, dogs are not very good at multitasking. I was talking about, with Brian Noonan about this. He was filling in for Rokan on Friday. If you have a dog that's actually having a good time doing something, doing anything, you know, so stuff treats inside a toy, you know, low-fat peanut butter, low-fat cream cheese, depending on what your dog likes, but something really special and out of the ordinary, or interact with the dog. If the kids are around, if there are kids, have them play with the dog. Something to distract the dog. And if the dog is having a good time doing something, anything, the dog can't be worried about something or anything else. Now, for dogs that are mildly anxious, that will work. And you can help even further by plugging in an Adaptyl diffuser. Adaptyl is a copy of a pheromone. So when mommy dogs nurse their young, there's this pheromone that helps to relax the puppies. And a copy of that is called Adaptyl. It kind of takes the edge off. There's another called Soliquin. That's an extract of green tea. Same thing, takes the edge off just a little bit. The Thundershirt will help a lot of dogs. And there are some products like the Thundershirt as well. One is called the Anxiety Wrap. The other is called the Storm Defender. Storm Defender is kind of fun because the dog looks like a superhero with a cape, you know, that's supposed to help with the electronics of thunderstorms, but also can help for any noise anxiety. So some products work better than others. It depends on individual dogs. So it depends on your dog, the fear level of your dog, and it's just which product's going to work best, or combination of products are going to work best for you, combined with taking that dog downstairs into the basement or into a quiet room and pumping up the music as I described. Another thing you can do, and there's still some time to do this, is to download the sound of fireworks from the internet, available anywhere, right? So you download it, you play the sound at a pretty low volume. And the dog is somewhere on the other side of the house having a good time, either playing or eating. And then gradually, you pump up the volume, maybe bring the food dish closer to the speakers, and you do desensitize and counter-condition your dog. So the dog is not only desensitized to the sound of fireworks, but also is counter-conditioned, where the dog is actually saying, oh, well, kind of, this is a good thing. The fireworks mean I'm going to be fed. And they associate it in a completely different way. That can work, too. It can be very, very effective. For dogs that are out of their mind terrified, there isn't much you can do as far as an anti-anxiety medication at this point. It's just that those things take weeks to kick in. And I was talking weeks ago. I said, see your veterinarian. But there's one possibility. It's called Celio. It's a new product. It's an oral mucosal gel. So you rub it on the dog's gums. I'm told it's very easy to apply. It's a brand new product, FDA approved, and it is for sound phobias, sort of speak, that dogs can have. And that is available only through your veterinarian. Again, it's called Celio, S-I-L-E-O. I have more text. I have some phone calls. We'll get to those in a moment here on WGN. It is now 16 minutes before 7 o'clock. Our phone number, 312-981-7200. And boy, have the texts come in. We'll get to the phone. In fact, let's do both all at the same time. You are on the radio, Carolyn?
Yes, good morning, Steve. Loved your program.
Thank you. Before you ask your question, I want to read you some of the text. I love you talking about puppies this morning. Save the puppies from the fourth. That's one. Another, play the 1812 Overture for puppies during fireworks. No, I would choose Mozart. I would choose calmer classical music. Let me find my mouse. Hold on a second. I've got so many of these. Steve, you're a hero for helping puppies and kittens. Governor Quinn is not for term limits for the speaker. The Democrats have been the catalyst of this budget crisis. I suggest he would disagree, but listen to the podcast and then you will find out. Another says, Steve, tell me about Irish setters. They're beautiful dogs. They're actually dogs that are born to have a good time. They are born to party. They don't think things through necessarily in great detail like some dogs do. They're not born to work like your border collie is in quite the same way, but they are born to have a good time. They associate themselves very much with people. So while no dog likes to be home alone, the setters in particular, and others as well, really, really don't like it at all and can get quite upset and develop separation issues. And their mahogany coat, I can't think of anything more beautiful in the dog world than that. And now I'm going to get texts saying, well, what about this breed? What about this breed? Well, I think that Irish setters are beautiful. Not sure why you're asking about that, but there's your answer, I think. Now, your question, Carolyn. You're
yes,
up.
Good morning. I'm moving out of state, and I have three cats, so I am going to fly them. And I wanted to check with you about any medication, or, because I heard you mention that newer product for dogs, what about for cats to keep them calm through the airport? I know, you know, they take them out of the bag and get checked, and then the flight, et cetera. And I'm just wondering if you can recommend something.
Yeah, take me with you if it's somewhere warm, and I will make sure that the cats are nice and calm. Well, we hate to lose you. That makes me sad. Yes, there are some things you can do.
I still listen to you out of state.
Good, good. Thank you. When are you moving?
In about a month.
Good. All right, perfect. So it gives you some time. So see your veterinarian. Tell your veterinarian, okay, this is what I'm going to do. And ask your veterinarian about potentially a product. And here's why I say potentially. First of all, the same is true for dogs and fireworks. So this I left out of my description. Some people self-medicate their dogs. I'm talking about dogs, and I'm talking about the 4th of July. And they go out and get Benadryl or something to make their dog sleepy. The problem with that is now you have a sleepy animal that's still terrified. Where the true anti-anxiety medications actually do dibble-dabbling with the brain, that's a technical term, with the brain chemistry, and adjust it a bit so the dog really isn't as afraid, if afraid at all. That's far better than having, I think it's inhumane perhaps. I mean, imagine if you're, do you like spiders?
No.
So if you're in a room filled with 100 spiders, and now your doctor gives you something to make you sleepy. To me, that makes you're fighting not to go to sleep. I mean, to me, that's even worse. And I'm anthropomorphizing a bit, but I think it applies. Now, as far as your cat goes, it depends on the fear level of your cat as to what my answer is. Still see your veterinarian. But there are drugs that can be offered if your cat or a combination of cats, depending on what you have there, are totally terrified. If you have a cat that's just, I'll use a different phrase, a bit worried, if you will. Something like feel away can make all the difference in the world. So what you can try to do if the cats are okay about being in the carrier is to spray some feel away in the carrier about 10 minutes before the cats go into their individual carriers and then see if that really does the trick. That might be enough if your cats are mildly anxious. Feel away is also, I talked about one for dogs called Adaptil. This is the cat version. It's a copy of a pheromone that really does take the edge off cats. Now, if the carriers come out and your cats are all upset just by seeing the carriers, that's where you have to start to fix the problem. And you can do that right now.
I leave them out all the time.
Good.
In one room. So one used to sleep in it. So two are pretty calm. There's one that's he's just high anxiety all the time. And he's probably the one I'm most worried about. I have you steal away. How long does that last?
That's a good question. So in a confined space like a carrier, I imagine it would last a couple of hours. So it would probably, unless you're flying to Peru, it would probably do the trick. You know, but it does take a couple of hours because, I mean, really, I mean, you're putting the cat in the carrier, you're leaving the house, you're driving to the airport, you're at the airport early, of course, you're waiting for your plane, you're on your plane, you get off the plane, you're waiting perhaps for luggage. So by the time this is all done, it is a half a day deal, you know? So carrying some extra with you wouldn't be a bad idea. The problem is you can't get through security with a spray, I don't think. So there's a product
called... Maybe the collars. They have the
right, exactly. And there's also feel-away wipes, where you could wipe the inside of the carrier. It's like the disinfected wipes kind of thing, you know.
Correct.
You just wipe it inside the carrier. I like the spray the best, you know, so I'd start with the spray and bring some wipes with you.
Okay, great idea, great idea. Well, Steve, thank you very much for your time, and happy 4th of July.
Thank you, and to you, too. We're going to miss you.
Oh, I'll still listen.
All right, thank you, Carolyn.
You bet. Take care.
Thank you. Our phone number, 312-981-7200. Our text is the same number. I have some. You guys are hysterical this morning. Let's see. My rescue dog often paws my face with his paws very insistently. Why does he do that? Probably for attention. Wow. I see similar parallels between Irish setters and politicians. Thank you, Steve, for the thoughts. Here's a solution to fireworks anxiety. Rub Jack Daniels on your dog's gums. I really don't suggest that. I love your talk this morning on saving dogs' lives on the 4th. And for some dogs, I really think they are so terrified, they think they are going to lose their life. I bought all my clothes on layaway. There is no other way I could pay for them. Okay. I know. I love it this morning. This is great. I love the mood you guys are in. I don't know how I do this. So many phone calls to take. Let's see. And my time is running out. Hello, you're on the radio. Nick? Oh, I cannot talk to him because my producer is speaking to him at this time. I was going to squeeze in the call. Oh, no, now we cannot because we're out of time. At 7 o'clock on the Wet Dog Nose. This is not a very upbeat way to end the show, Mr. Schwanee.
Well, you tried.
All right. I'll go for that. Coming up next, talking about politics with Rick Pearson, including the mayor of Burr Ridge, Illinois, talking about the first person ever to recite the Gettysburg Address. That can't be. That can't be. He can't be the first person ever.
He's the first person ever to do it in all 50 state capitol buildings.
Oh, I thought he was the first person ever. That would make.
I think the first person to recite the Gettysburg Address was Abe Lincoln,
and that would make this guy really old.
This would make this guy really old. Yes,
I think it's news time. I better get out of here. Don't you think?
Whatever you wish.
Yeah.